It's time for justice. Welcome to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 97.3 FM WRIR. I'm your host, Marty Wegebright. This show is written and produced by Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. We give free, civil, non-criminal legal aid to low-income people in Richmond, Petersburg, Charlottesville, and surrounding cities and counties. Coming up on this week's show...
And in the services that should be available, the counseling should always be free. No one should make you pay just to come in to speak to a counselor. Now, certain services, if you enroll, like debt management or different services that might be available, may have a fee attached, but there should be no upfront cost or ongoing cost just to speak with the counselor here or there to go over your options and see what's available.
Patrick Owens from ClearPoint Credit Counseling Solutions, a licensed and reputable agency, explains what services a consumer credit counseling agency offers to help people get out of debt and the rules they must follow. And during this week's News You Can Use, we explain why the much-ballyhooed national mortgage settlement is not a settlement at all. All that and more coming up. Stay with us. The show is supported in part by a grant from the Virginia Law Foundation. This show, number 158, is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society and gives only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, we'll tell you later in the show how to get free legal advice or representation in a civil case. The Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show is heard every Wednesday at 12:30 on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, and is made possible by community radio volunteers at WRIR. What do elder law expert Sean Majette, ACLU of Virginia Executive Director Kent Willis, and immigration law expert Lakshmi Chawla all have in common? They've all appeared on WRIR within the past year on this show. No other radio station in Richmond can make that claim. No other radio station offers WRIR's variety of underrepresented news, views, and music. If you like what you hear and want to continue hearing it, please call 622-9747 to make your gift, or donate online at www.wrir.org to keep Law for the Rest of Us on Radio for the Rest of Us. Thank you. And now, this week's News You Can Use. On February 9, a $25 billion national mortgage settlement was announced, and yet, the actual terms of the deal still aren't public. The website created for the national settlement lists the document as, quote, coming soon. That's because a fully authorized, legally binding deal has not been inked yet. The implication of this is hard to say. Spokespersons for both the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Department of Justice both told American Banker that the actual settlement will not be made public until it is submitted to a court. A representative from the North Carolina Attorney General downplayed the significance of the document's non-final status, saying that the terms were already fixed and that once the documents are finalized, they'll be posted to nationalmortgagesettlement.com. Other sources who spoke with American Banker raised doubts that everything is yet in place. A person familiar with the Mortgage Servicing Pact says that a settlement term sheet does not yet exist. Instead, there are a series of nearly complete documents that will be attached to a consent judgment eventually filed with the court. That truly final version will include things such as servicing standards, consumer relief options, legal releases, and enforcement terms. There will likely be separate state versions and a federal version of the release. Some who talked to American Bankers said that the political pressure to announce the settlement drove the timing, in effect putting the press release cart in front of the settlement horse. Whatever the reason for the document's continued non-appearance, the lack of a public final settlement is already cause for disgruntlement among those who closely follow the banking industry. Quite simply, the actual terms of a settlement matter. Should the settlement still have loose strings, last month's frenzy over the completion of the settlement may have been premature. The announced deal launched countless press releases and wall-to-wall news coverage, but few news outlets asked for the documents, and those that did were unsuccessful. Diane Thompson, an attorney for the National Consumer Law Center, observed that it was unusual that we don't have a copy of the settlement yet, and added that even once we get to the final terms, the mortgage servicers are going to be allowed to develop their own plans and will have 3 months from when the settlement is approved by the court within which to develop those plans. In short, the devil's in the details, and until you see the document, you're never quite sure what your rights are. With this week's news you can use, this is your host, Marty Wegbright. You're listening to the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio.
This week's case that changed the Commonwealth is Brown versus Brown. In November 1974, Virginia Brown filed for divorce against her husband on grounds of cruelty and sought child custody. Richard Brown countersued for divorce on grounds of adultery and also sought child custody. The Fairfax County Circuit Court granted Mr. Brown the divorce based on adultery and transferred child custody to him. Ms. Brown appealed, but the Supreme Court of Virginia affirmed. The Supreme Court found she otherwise was a fit mother and was not unfit due to any deficiency in the care of the children. The court also found that adultery is usually insufficient, without more, to stigmatize a parent as an unfit custodian, but could not allow exposing the children to adulterous and immoral contacts. Because the mother's affairs were conducted with the children's knowledge and while they were present in the house, she was considered unfit to have custody. This has been the law ever since. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Diane Dussault, and Brown versus Brown is this week's case that changed the Commonwealth.
I'm Marty Wegbright, host of the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. Legal education is legal empowerment and an essential part of the struggle for fairness, equality, and justice. Since 2005, WRIR has made programs like the Legal Aid Radio Show possible so you can hear what nobody else will broadcast. Whether it's unrepresented news, views, or music, WRIR is the only outlet for cultural diversity in Richmond, and you, our listeners, make it possible. Call 622-9747 to make your gift or donate online at www.wrir.org to keep Law for the Rest of Us on Radio for the Rest of Us. Thank you. We're here at ClearPoint Credit Counseling Solutions, and we are speaking with Patrick Owens, a financial specialist with ClearPoint, and we are going to be talking today about consumer credit counseling. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you.
Will you tell our listening audience, first of all, what services does a consumer credit counseling agency offer?
When someone hears Consumer Credit Counseling Services, or CCCS, it can mean quite a many different things. You have the normal, like debt management, where people help with credit counseling as far as going over credit cards, loans, getting lower interest rates or lower monthly payments. But things have changed since CCCS came onto the scene. A lot of companies like ClearPoint now offer housing counseling for people who were looking for help with their loan modification, first-time home buyers, general purchasing a home education, budgeting, going over your credit report, how to avoid bankruptcy, and just general credit tips to help create a healthy lifestyle and healthy education for the individual and community at large.
Well, that is a huge range of services, and obviously we don't have time in a half-hour interview show to talk about all of them. So what I was hoping to speak about were debt management plans, the alternatives to bankruptcy. Would you tell us, what is a debt management plan?
Sure. A debt management plan, not to be confused with debt settlement, is where we actually help someone with their credit cards, take a look at, is it possible to get lower interest rates, get a lower monthly payment? We also go over their monthly budget with them to see if there's areas they can cut back in, basically to try to help the household be in a better position to move forward, get their debts paid down, work towards being paid in full, and avoid the nasty B word with bankruptcy if possible.
Now, can you contrast a debt management plan with what you just mentioned, a debt settlement plan?
Sure. Debt settlement, a lot of these companies have started to pop up, and they make it look like they can help. They're paying your account saying, if you send us money, we're going to set it aside, and when we have enough, we'll settle, maybe cut it down by 50% or 60% of what's owed. Be very careful with these type of companies. What they show is that they'll hold your payment, nothing's going through to your creditors, and if it goes at 30, 60, 90 days late, that's going to negatively impact your credit, and eventually that's going to be turned over to a collection agency or even a collection law firm who could take you to court and try to sue for the amount owed, garnish your wages, or a whole world of problems.
And I've always told clients who come in and say, well, I saw on the TV or I saw on the newspaper or heard on the radio that this agency can cut my debt by 50%, 60%, 70%. And I always say, that sounds like a lie to me. Is that a lie?
Well, they can cut it down in 50%. However, it is a little misleading because they're going to try to hold your payments and try to work with the collection agency, but there's no guarantee. They're essentially doing the same thing you can do by contacting your creditors and saying, look, I'm not able to pay the full amount. Will you settle with me and lower the amount owed to 50 or 60%? What they don't share most of the time and what most consumers don't know is that if they settle, it will be marked on their credit report as paid, but not paid in full. So you will take a credit hit, and depending on the amount written off, you may have to claim that as additional income on your taxes.
And that would be the Form 1099-C that the debtor would get?
Exactly.
So we've talked about the people to avoid. Let's talk about the people that can actually be helpful, such as ClearPoint and the other licensed and reputable consumer credit counseling agency. When should people think about doing a debt settlement plan?
Well, it would be debt management instead of debt settlement, because that way it'll work with the credit cards to pay them in full. And there's a couple of red flags to look for. One, are you able to make more than the minimum payment? If you're only able to make the minimum, your balances really aren't going down, and you feel like you're just spinning your wheels in place, then it might be time to speak to a professional to see if they can help to move those balances and help you get paid in full. Or if you notice you're overextended each month, like you were hoping to pay everything in cash, but you have to rely on your credit card, you're not able to pay it in full at the end of the month, and you start to notice that that balance is snowballing, that's a major point that you would want to speak to a professional just to make sure you catch it before it becomes out of control.
Well, is it important that the debt management plan deal with all of your unsecured creditors, all of the credit card companies in particular?
Most major credit card companies will work with a debt management program, and they all have their own set guidelines, so there's no set rule for all companies. And depending on their circumstances right now, like if you have accounts that have a 0% finance plan or there's some sort of special agreement, like a new account that's opened up, they may not be eligible for a little bit of time down the road. But in general, almost all accounts can be reviewed and see what type of options are available.
And can you just give us an idea of the range of options that's available? Obviously, we've talked about the cutting the debt by 50 or 60 or 70%, and that's something that, yeah, possibly you could do on your own, possibly not, but it's going to have an impact on your credit, and it will trigger that 1099-C, the cancellation of debt. So leaving that aside, what's the reasonable range of options that you can expect if you're dealing with a licensed, reputable credit counseling agency, and they're working with your creditors to help you make those monthly payments?
Well, a couple of things to look for aside from what they have available is also to make sure that they are certified through the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and any legitimate credit counseling agency should also have a rating through the Better Business Bureau, and any consumer can go through their website at bbb.org, type it in, and do their own research at home. And in the services that should be available, the counseling should always be free. No one should make you pay just to come in to speak to a counselor. Now, certain services, if you enroll, like debt management or different services that might be available, may have a fee attached, but there should be no upfront cost or ongoing cost just to speak with the counselor here or there to go over your options and see what's available.
Now, assuming that a person does speak with a counselor for free and decides that a debt management plan is going to be for them, what are the fees that legally can be charged in Virginia?
And for Virginia, it's either 15% of your monthly payment or $40, whatever breaks out to be less for ClearPoint. That could be different through each agency, but that's the way we have it set up in-house for any resident of the state of Virginia.
How are these plans funded? I mean, do you get some sort of additional compensation from the credit card companies themselves?
The creditors can perform what's called fair share, to where they can give money back to ClearPoint for being able to help with the accounts. But the majority of the income aside from that, there is the client fee that's basically one of those that keeps the doors open and the lights on to help with the function. And then being nonprofit, we can apply for grants. So if we meet certain conditions, we can receive money to be able to provide services.
So when somebody walks into a consumer credit counseling agency, a licensed and reputable one, and they decide they want to enroll in a debt management plan, what happens? Is that plan reduced to writing? Lead us through that process.
The process starts when they come through the door and they sit with a counselor. We don't automatically try to put someone into the debt management program. Even if they mention that's where they want to go, we take a look to see what other options are available. We take a look at their budget, their income, and if that is a viable option, what happens is we take a look at each account, let them know what the new payment, the new interest rate would be, let them know what the total monthly payment would end up costing, how long it would take to have the debts paid in full, and then we give them a full packet of information covering everything that was discussed during the session and additional information about the company.
Okay, and everything you've just discussed, I gather, is free of charge?
Free of charge.
Okay, then what happens next?
Then they take the packet home, they review. If they agree and they like everything we went over during the session and they still want to go through with the debt management program, they send the packet back to us with additional forms like creditor statements and so forth that's needed to get everything processed. When that comes in-house, we get everything set up. We start to contact the creditors to let them know that this individual cardholder has decided to go into the debt management program, and these are the terms set up by their guidelines that we're looking for. We get those set up for the client, and then they send in a payment to us each month that we went over during the session. When that comes in, it's broken down and dispersed out to every account attached to the debt management program, so they're receiving a payment every 30 days.
Now, what happens if the consumer credit counseling agency contacts one of the credit card companies or just one of the unsecured creditors and they don't want to participate? What do you do then?
If they don't participate, we do recommend the client working with that account one-on-one. And that has happened from time to time, depending on some of the smaller companies or different types of loans that won't work with a third party. We would reduce their overall monthly payment by the amount that was going to that individual creditor, still work with the other accounts enrolled in the program, and the client would handle that account on their own.
So you take into account the fact that there's a creditor out there that's not working with the plan and could potentially screw things up, get a judgment, get a garnishment, and that's going to take money away that otherwise would go to the debt management plan.
Well, that could cause problems with the accounts. As far as some of the major accounts that won't work with the debt management program tend to be those like your payday loans, your car title loans. They generally will not work with the third party. Some will, since there are individual companies that pop up. But as a whole, you're right. Those type of accounts can cause problems that if their payments are too high and the individual has to pull from other areas or causes them to miss payments with the debt management program, those type of accounts can cause headaches down the road that need to be addressed.
How long does a debt management plan usually last?
On average, it's anywhere from 3 to 5 years, depending on the amount of debt coming in and the type of accounts the individual client has.
Now, of course, there are a lot of companies out there that are offering debt management plans. You see a lot of it on TV. You see a lot of it on the internet. Are those companies legit? And how does a consumer find a legitimate company?
Well, there are national referral lines that they can contact, such as the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. If you contact them, they're going to send you through a referral line that sends you the one that's local in your area, or by going through the Better Business Bureau, they can help as well. Because you're absolutely right, any random company you pull off the internet, any random company out of the Yellow Pages, there's no backup, there's no real credentials there to know if they're a legitimate company. And when you talk to them, sometimes things sound too good to be true, I would say. And so it's always good to double check, do a little bit of homework from other resources to see.
And how would a consumer find out if a company is licensed to do business in Virginia? Because I understand that a debt management company has to be licensed in Virginia to do business in Virginia.
Exactly. And that's true with all the states, that certain states have requirements that you have to have that state certificate or license to be able to counsel. And when you contact the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, they're not going to send you to a company that can't counsel in Virginia. They know from the phone number that you're calling in and the zip code and information that you can enter, and they'll have you routed to someone that'll be able to help.
And do you have the phone number for the National Council?
For consumers who are looking to find out what is a legitimate company that's licensed in Virginia or will be able to assist, there's two different numbers that they can call. We have the Virginia Corporation Commissions Bureau of Financial Institution, and that number you can reach by calling 1-800 552-7945. And then you also have the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, which they may see abbreviated as NFCC. That's another toll-free number at 1-800-388-2227. If you tend to see a lot of commercials, especially a lot of radio ads, not all companies, so it's kind of hard, it's not all-encompassing, but some of those nonprofits typically don't have the budget to do that much advertising, so they try to get more like grassroots, working with the local news agencies like Call 12 here, with doing the call centers, having the stories air, working with radio and different things in the area. Whereas you see a lot of the ones that advertise on TV with a lot of commercials are always all over the newspapers with commercials. They tend to be companies that may not be in your best interest unless you do a little research just to make sure.
Very good. Thank you very much. We have been speaking with Patrick Owens. He is a financial specialist at ClearPoint Credit Counseling Solutions, and we have been talking about consumer credit counseling services, also with an emphasis on debt management plans. Thank you so much for being on the show, Patrick.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
I'm Marty Wegbright, host of the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. Remember when radio used to be real people spinning real records? Remember when news and talk programs used to be insightful and relevant? We at WRIR do too. WRIR DJs hand select the music they play each week. WRIR also features locally produced news and talk covering local, national, and international stories. We are Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And you, our listeners, make it possible. Call 622-9747 to make your gift, or donate online at www.wrir.org. Thank you.
This week's Strange But True Law is from Title 48, which deals with nuisance. Under Code of Virginia Section 48.7, any person who shall knowingly establish, own, occupy, or lease any building, place, or area used for the purpose of prostitution or activities of a criminal street gang is guilty of a nuisance. That part makes sense. However, the code goes on to say that the building, place, or area in or upon which such prostitution or criminal street gang activity is conducted, permitted, or carry on, and the furniture, fixtures, musical instruments, and contents are also declared a nuisance and shall be enjoined and abated. For the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show, I'm Michelle King, and that's this week's Strange But True Law.
That's all for this week's Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. This show is heard every Wednesday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. This show is the sole responsibility of Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. To see if you can get free civil legal aid, call during intake hours. These are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The phone number is 200-6046 for intake, 648-1012 for the main number, and 1-800-868-1012 to call toll-free. If you have any comments on the show, you can email them to marty@cvlas.org. In addition, every first-run Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show ever broadcast is now available at www.radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral 4, all.net. Then click the contributor link. Then click Marty Wegbright, Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. This show provides only general legal information. If you have a legal problem and need specific legal advice about your situation, contact an attorney. If you can't afford one, call Central Virginia Legal Aid Society. Do-it-yourself bankruptcy pitfalls. Winning your unemployment compensation case. New Virginia utility law rules. You won't be informed about this anywhere other than on this radio station, WRIR. If you want to continue hearing law you need to know to avoid getting ripped off, please call 622-9747 to make your gift, or donate online at www.wrir.org to keep law for the rest of us on radio for the rest of us. If you hurt your back at work, and you were moving one refrigerator, you could get workers' compensation. But if you were moving two refrigerators, you probably won't. Join us next week when private attorney Jamie Carrick at Jeff McDonald & Associates talks about the weird world of workers' compensation. That's law for the rest of us next week on the Central Virginia Legal Aid Radio Show. I'm Marty Wegbrand.